It is 8:30 on your Monday morning, and we have a special morning conversation for you this morning. Coming up on September 20th is the 28th annual Southern Illinois Women's Health Conference at John A. Logan College in Carterville. And joining us this morning in the studio to talk about the conference is Suzanne Scott, and Suzanne is the media chair for the conference. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Welcome. What can, obviously in the 28th year, what can attendees at the conference this year expect? What's new and exciting going on this year?
We have a lot of new and exciting things going on this year. We always try to focus on not just our physical well-being, but lifestyle changes, financial health, and, of course, things that you can do in your life for your family and just to make your life a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, this is the 28th year of the conference, and you mentioned kind of a wide range of topics. We'll get into some of the specifics, but how do you keep a conference like this fresh? Or are health and wellness issues just universal?
They are universal, and they are, of course, they're also ever-changing. As new information comes in, we try to make sure that we have programs that are on the cutting edge and that deliver the most current research and current information that we can provide on various health topics. We also, things that are of concern to our attendees, because we always do surveys every year so that we find out from our attendees what they want to see at our conferences.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you survey the attendees. What have you seen as the trends that helped to develop this year's conference?
Well, a couple of things. They want to have some things that are not just being lectured to, but also things that they can do hands-on. A couple of things that we have. We're having one of the breakout sessions is a tour of the Harrison Bruce Historical Village, which is new at the John A. Logan campus. And so rather than sitting in a classroom, you actually get to tour this new village, and docents will explain, you know, things that are there that are of interest to our attendees. Also, there are exercise sessions. There is a session called Get Moving and Keep Moving, which is chair exercises, things that you can do without having to go to the gym, and it's actually participating in that session during the conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I sit here listening, if I'm a 30-something hearing this and finding out about the conference, is this something for me? What age groups are kind of targeted for this particular conference?
We want all age groups. We want women in their 20s. We want women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, we want everybody to come out. And I think that because of the programs that we do offer, like bullying, you know, things that parents can do, that's one of the sessions that's there. So that would definitely be geared toward, you know, moms that have children that are school-aged. So that's something that's of interest to them. We also have sessions on financial planning and retirement planning. So for women that are moving into that age group where they are thinking about things like retirement and how they're moving on to the next phase in their financial life. So that is geared towards them. And, of course, there's also a session on infertility treatment. So, of course, that is geared towards women that are in their childbearing years. And so we try to provide a variety of programs for women of all ages.
Mm-hmm. Let's take an opportunity to take a look at the schedules. Obviously, it's a full day. It's a full day conference on the 20th, and it begins bright and early.
Yes.
Bright and early in the morning. And I'm assuming you also have a keynote this year as well. Walk us kind of through the conference this year.
Well, one of the reasons that we start very early is because we do offer screenings, health screenings, and we do have fasting blood work that will be drawn by staff members from Heartland Regional Medical Center, and that's done first thing in the morning. We do prefer that you've been fasting for 10 to 12 hours to participate in that, and they will be checking for blood sugar, triglycerides, total cholesterol. And so, you know, with this conference, you're getting several hundred dollars worth of, you know, medical screenings first thing in the morning. And even though you are fasting, we do provide continental breakfast. So as soon as you're done with your blood screenings, you can head downstairs and go have breakfast. We're also, you did mention that we have a keynote speaker that is particularly of interest. Her name is Susan Levy, and she has over 25 years of experience working with various healthcare centers across the country, and she is the president of the Well-Fed Heart. And she has over 21 million publications that are out there that provide information on how to implement small changes to your diet and to your lifestyle to improve your overall cardiac health. And we're really excited to have her here.
You mentioned the screening aspect of this. I don't know if women are like men and we procrastinate and don't do those things unless we absolutely have to. Do you find that women are more open and more proactive in those health screenings where their health is concerned?
Yes, I think that they are. And I believe that there's a considerable amount of data to back that up, that women tend to be a little more proactive when it comes to, you know, seeing their healthcare professionals and getting the testing done. And we provide, you know, a convenient means for you to do that. So you can come to the conference and have that done.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the screenings and the different activities that are going on. Probably ought to take an opportunity. In terms of registration, is this something they can just show up and register on the scene? Do they need to pre-register? What's the process for getting
actually,
involved?
You can contact Women for Health and Wellness. You can register online at the Women for Health and Wellness website, which is www.w4hw.org, or you can call 618-985-9210 to register. And of course, look at various locations around Southern Illinois, because there are conference registration packets, and you can always mail one in. The registration deadline is September 12th.
Okay.
So you have until
Still
the end of the day
days.
On September 12th to get registered for the conference. The cost this year is $45, but that $45 includes all of your screenings. It includes the breakout sessions where you can go to the different programs. It also includes breakfast and lunch.
Sure. Yeah, we mentioned that this is been a long-running conference here in Southern Illinois. How unique is this Women's Health Conference? Is it something that's unique to our area, or is this unique to the region of the country to have this type of an ongoing conference?
I know that we are the largest in the state of Illinois. So that's something for us, that Southern Illinois has the largest health conference in the state of Illinois. There are a few other, but none that are right in this area. And so we are, you know, unique in that we are the only all-day women-focused conference in this area.
Mm-hmm. So in the few seconds that we have left, if listeners listening and trying to decide whether or not to go to this thing, how would you encourage them to go?
I would encourage you, if you are someone that is, number one, wanting to have a day that is for you, where it's not about work, it's not about taking care of the house, it's about taking care of yourself and providing you with a day that is designed just for women, and where you can get health screenings, where you can get informed, and where you can spend a day learning how to incorporate different changes into your life.
Suzanne Scott is the media chair for the Women's Health Conference, the 28th Annual Women's Health Conference. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We will have more information on the health conference on our website at WSIUnews.org, along with this conversation, so you can revisit it again and listen to it later in the day.